Eric Dollard's four-quadrant theory of electricity is really simple to understand if you think along the lines that I'm going to explain. He says there are two types of current and two types of voltage. Well, let's go back a bit. What does this mean? It means voltage means space, the inertia of space. And because space never changes, it always stays the same, and so that's the what we normally think of as pressure, or voltage, which is really just inertia, is what it amounts to, and that comes from space. Meanwhile, matter is constantly changing and moving around, and so that's related to current. Now, each one of these two domains or areas of concern, space versus matter, voltage versus current, subdivide into a structure which is similar in both cases, self versus mutual. Now, mutual has to do with the relationship between elements, how they interact and create the group effect from those elements, while the self has to do with each element by itself interacting with itself and with nothing else. Now, in the area of space or voltage, we can relate this over to nutritional supplementation, which is useful to apply to the body to keep it healthy, insofar as magnesium has to do with mutual and calcium has to do with the self, but both have to do with voltage or potentiality, which is space. Space is a huge potentiality of non-changing status. Space never changes, yet it has all this potential for change to occur. So it serves as the backdrop for matter, which is constantly changing, giving us two types of current. And in the supplementation area, this is represented by vitamin D as the self and vitamin A is the mutual. So the purpose of vitamin D is to take care of the energy of oneself, just for me, all for me, you know, not to be shared with anyone else. And that's vitamin D. D is in dummy. But vitamin A, it has to do with energy or current, matter, which is constantly changing, having to do with the interaction between elements within creation. While magnesium has to do with the pressure or voltage, the potential that exists between two or more elements, and calcium has to do with the self. It's like a monopole. Calcium is like a monopole. And when you think about it, the skeletal structure, we couldn't live without it. Our whole body is dependent on calcium to give us a skeleton. And there's an interesting sci-fi movie I got recently that dated from 1965. And these mutant beings get created, or miscreated, I should say, in somebody's laboratory. And they go around sucking out the calcium from people's bones, and they turn the people into, besides killing them, they turn them into mush. And from that calcium, they create silica, and they're silicate beings. Now, I won't get into the interesting analogy with biological transmutations and, you know, biological alchemy, because there's actually a little story there to tell between calcium and silica. But be that as it may, you'll read it for yourself. Get Louis Kervron's book on biological transmutations, Kervron. He's French. It was translated into English. Very English. Very interesting book. But that's the structural framework of biological necessity, you know, of the vitamin and mineral supplementation, that is organized along the same lines of structure and functionality as is the conceptualization of electrodynamic theory according to Eric Dollard. And I love it because it shows I can finally take something which is so abstract and, you know, not really relevant to most people's day-to-day lives and relate it to something that's very relevant in our day-to-day lives. I think that's pretty cool.